Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness. Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they also craved. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and stood up to play. Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents. Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
God established protective boundaries for His children, those of us who are believers, because He knows the dangers of disobedience. His Word warns us not to give in to temptation, but to follow Jesus Christ in a life of sacrifice. In contrast, the world says satisfaction is found in wealth, status, and friends. Satan's goal of turning us away from God started with his temptation of Adam and Eve. The Creator had given them access to every tree in the Garden of Eden except one. The first man and woman stepped outside the limit set by the Lord, ate the forbidden fruit, and became separated from Him. Satan used doubt. Has God said? Deceit. You surely will not die. And self-delusion. You will be like God. To achieve his aim. See Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The devil made rebellion against God, which is the root of all sin, seem very attractive. And the enemy's methods are the same today. Thankfully, by immersing ourselves in Scripture, we can learn to resist when tempted. We must focus our attention on knowing God, believing His promises, and following His commands. Only through our relationship with Jesus Christ will we be able to endure in the face of temptation and obey the Lord.